Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A., coming at you, as I love to do every single Wednesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airways of SiriusXM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124. The number to call up, as always, is 866-967-6887. That's 866-967-6887. That's 866-96-POTUS. You know, I got a lot of stuff to get into because clearly, this is day 22 of the government shutdown. It's now the second longest funding lapse in modern history, eclipsed only by the 35-day shutdown in late 2018 and early 2019 when Donald Trump was in his first term as president. But before I get into that, I want to play some interesting sound for you, because in light of the whole brouhaha that I've been embroiled in involving Representative Jasmine Crockett out of Texas, I wanted to take the liberty, even with my swollen jaw, courtesy of emergency root canal surgery. By the way, I'm sitting up here looking like a chipmunk, for crying out loud, but I'm here. I wanted to make sure that I played this sound because I wanted to get to a bigger point in talking to all of y'all tonight about everything that's been transpiring. We've got Governor Pritzker from Illinois coming on the show. We've got the representative out of Arizona coming on the show as well, who's waiting to be sworn in by Speaker Mike Johnson. We got all of that stuff coming up. But before I get into any of that, I want you to listen to Representative Jasmine Crockett out of the state of Texas. This is her on the Lori Daniel Favors show on Urban View Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 186 earlier. Listen to what Representative Crockett had to say.
Every other day, there's a poll that comes out that makes it clear that I can win the primary for the U.S. Senate race in Texas. Oh. And I am looking, because if you want to take my seat of 766,000 away, I feel like there has to be some karma in that, to where I take your seat that is for 30 million away. So we are, you know, the primary is the primary. That's cool, but you got to win the general. So we are doing some testing here shortly to see if I can expand the electorate. I don't really believe in traditional polling, because traditional polling, basically you call somebody or you contact them however you're going to contact them, and you ask them if they plan to vote. And if they say they're not planning to vote, then you end the questions. But the reality is that when we ended up with the President Barack Obama, it was because of people that had never been inspired to vote deciding that they wanted to vote for him. Same thing with Donald Trump. And I think that the key to winning Texas isn't about looking at the current electorate. It's about expanding the electorate. So the question will be whether or not we believe that we've got enough juice to expand the electorate, and looking at those crosstabs and looking at which demographics are more inclined to come out who normally do not vote. If we can expand the electorate, then I will strongly be considering hopping in the Senate race.
Now we're getting somewhere. Once again, welcome to Straight Shooter with Stephen A., coming at you on POTUS Radio, Channel 124. That was Representative Jasmine Crockett talking on Urban View Radio, Channel 126, a bit earlier. This is the kind of stuff that I was talking about. And this is kind of the stuff that I was making noise over. Okay? This is the kind of stuff that I was making noise over. Because we have to understand that right now, Donald Trump and the Republican Party are vulnerable. Now, I'm not here to take sides, okay, in terms of a political party. But I'm unapologetic of the fact that I don't support the way that the president behaves. And I'd like to see a bigger grown-up in office from time to time. I've said that on many, many occasions, and I'm not about to backtrack from that now. But when I made news last week, which ultimately I had to apologize for simply because it was the right thing to do, because people took my words and ran away with it, meaning something totally different than I wanted to be absorbed. When I talked about Representative Jasmine Crockett and I asked the simple question of, hey, calling the president out his name, going off like that, is that going to work for you? I wanted an answer. It wasn't to chastise anybody. I literally wanted an answer, and we just heard it. She's looking at 766,000 people that she represents, and now she's entertaining the possibility of representing millions. That's what she's talking about here. This is a woman that's educated. She's a woman that has a law degree. She's a woman licensed to practice law in Texas, Arkansas, and federally. Well, guess what senators do? They elect federal officials, or they put them in office. When the president makes a recommendation or whatever, they confirm them, rather. This is what happens when you're in a senator's seat. This is why it's a big deal. And you have to think calculatingly, and you have to think with a plan, and you have to strategize. It can't be just about protesting. I love seeing folks in the streets making sure that their voices are heard. In the United States of America, it's apropos. It's absolutely the right thing to do. When you are appalled by something, when you are put off about something, when you think that the very quality of life that you've come to love and be identified with and you gravitate to as an American citizen is in danger of being compromised in your eyes, you should speak out peacefully. You should say something about it peacefully. You should make sure that your voices are heard in droves. Absolutely true. But in the same breath, you got to understand whether or not that's going to be enough. See, right here on this show, this is what we're going to do. Every single week that I'm on this show, this is what we're going to do. I'm about what's in the best interest of the country. That's who I am. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I can't stand either side. Because I think the political apparatus has served to divide and polarize this country in ways that it may never have. And I'm appalled by it. But in a binary system that we live in, we got to make a decision when it comes to going to the polls. And those decisions are based primarily on policy, but also on trust, on spirit, on an innate belief that somebody has the best interest of the country in mind instead of just themselves or their party. And we have to operate accordingly. And that's what we've been looking for as we talk about a plethora of issues that we have to attack. Day after day after day. I'm very happy that Jasmine Crockett is entertaining running for a Senate seat. I want to see Ted Cruz challenged. I want to see John Cornyn challenged. I want to see something like that. I want the Democrats to regain some level of power on Capitol Hill, primarily because I don't like one-party monopolies. I don't like one-party monopolization in this country. I don't think that's good. To me, if somebody got the White House, somebody else should have the Senate or the House or both. You should be forced to work with one another. You should be forced to walk across the aisle. You should be forced to engage in dialogue and have a modicum of decency towards one another. Why? Because when you do otherwise, it scares the living hell out of Americans. If you see people going at each other with fire and brimstone, calling one another out at every turn, completely unwilling to negotiate and work with one another, you know what you have? You have a government shutdown. That's what you have. Federal government shuts down. National park visitor centers closed. Department of Veteran Affairs regional offices closed. Social Security benefit verifications are suspended. Certain small business loan approvals are now paused. Bureau of Labor Statistics ceases to release economic and employment data. Great Smoky Mountains National Park resumes full operations. That's what they were talking about October 4th. National Gallery of Arts closed its doors October 5th. You just look at all of this stuff, and you saw me on a town hall last week on News Nation, where a young man who's an air traffic controller, clearly making more than six figures, came up to the microphone, spoke in front of a national audience, and said that he couldn't stay because he had to go out and work for DoorDash to make some money because he wasn't getting paid by the federal government, even though he had worked earlier in the day. But we had three elected officials on stage with us who play a role in the shutdown actually existed, all of whom are getting paid. These are the kind of things that I'm talking about. These are the kind of things that we want to fight. These are the kind of things that we want to fend off. And we want to do so from a strategic perspective, because what we want to do, ladies and gentlemen, we want both sides butting heads with one another in a fashion that allows us to decipher who has the best strategy. That's what we have. That's what we want. We're going to get into a lot of conversations today. We're going to talk about the violence in the streets of Chicago, because we want to talk about Trump's insistence that the National Guard be utilized in certain areas of this country, whether it's Memphis, whether it's Portland, whether it's Chicago, whether it's Los Angeles, whether it's Washington, D.C., etc. We want to find out, is he justified in doing so? And if he's not justified in doing so, why can't he be stopped? If he is justified in doing so, but you want to resist, why would you want to resist? We want to talk about those things. But in the process of doing so, we also have to recognize that we have to talk about a president that, and for me personally, just put me out on Front Street. It's the number one reason I didn't vote for him. I don't even get to his policies before I get to his behavior. Protesters for the No Kings March. He makes an AI video of him as a king with a crown, piloting an airplane that spews feces on the protesters in a country that encourages you to exercise your freedom of speech. That's how you would treat them? Yes, to some people on the right, it's mocking. It's funny. He can be hilarious in his own way in their eyes and all of that other stuff. How about disrespectful? How about juvenile? How about beneath the office of the presidency of the United States of America? How about juvenile? How about belligerent? And if you're a Democrat, let's be fair. If he truly was a king, could you protest? If he truly was a king, could you have mass protests and get away with it? Is that something that you could do? These are the kind of questions that the other side are going to ask, because they're making a play that is much ado about nothing, that you're choosing to just react and overreact to every little thing that he does. You know that he can be a bit juvenile, to say the least, and he's going to go out there strictly to bait you. And when you're in the streets fighting him and fighting ICE, you know what he's saying? He's saying, hey, they want illegal immigrants here. They were completely okay with open borders. They were completely okay with 12 to 14 million crossing those borders in the United States. This is what they want to do with your country. When he's making that argument, what's your response to it? What's your strategy? That's Stephen A. I didn't say I had the answers. I said, that's Stephen A. I'm the guy that asked those kind of questions. So when you have people coming in and they're talking about whatever it was that I may have said about the Jasmine Crockett, or whatever I would have said about critics out there, you know, aiming their ire in my direction, they're not realizing you do this for a living all the time. I haven't. My objective is to provoke the conversation so you can have it and you can educate the people out there so they could see you talking about this. They could hear your salient points of views. And as a result, it will edify their minds, elevate their intellectual thinking. And as a result, they'll be better off because of it. Rather than hating on me, see me for what I'm trying to do. Be a conduit for dialogue. Because I'm not here with all the answers. I'm not here to tell you that I have all the answers. I'm here to tell you that based on the preponderance of evidence that I've seen, that I've witnessed, this is how I feel at this particular moment. Open-minded enough to let you know I can change my mind as the facts draw in. That's it. That's it. But a lot of times people don't want to deal with that. We can't afford not to deal with that. We have to be better. All of us. The Republicans are very, very simple. Free market capitalism, control our borders, national security, thriving economy, safety in the streets. That's the attitude. Whatever it takes to get it, we don't give a damn. We got a shutdown. They're saying it's the Affordable Care Act subsidies. The Democrats are holding out for that. The Republicans are saying, CR, continue a resolution. What are you talking about? There's not a reason to shut down the government. Trump is on the record. We will not be extorted by the Democrats. His attitude is, we got all the leverage in the world. Chuck Schumer, according to Speaker Mike Johnson, is holding up the whole process. Why? Because he's at the mercy of the progressive left, because he knows that AOC is coming for his Senate seat in 2028 in all likelihood. And whereas he avoided or averted the shutdown before, he can't afford to go against them this time around because he will have no support. So the Democrats have their own problem in the eyes of the Republicans. The Republicans are saying it's not our fault. But meanwhile, the American citizen, hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions of people, are furloughed or fired, not getting any paychecks. And they playing politics up on Capitol Hill while they're still getting paid. So I ask you, as an American citizen listening to this show today, why the hell don't we have laws in place to make sure they don't get paid? Why the hell don't we have laws in place to make sure they don't get their health insurance? Why can't we make sure that our elected officials are every bit as compromised as they make us when they're not doing the job we sent them to Capitol Hill to do? Why are we not doing that? These are questions. I'm starving for answers. And every single week that I come on here, I'm going to be starving for answers, because that's who I am. And that's who you all should be too. 866-967-6887 is the number to call up. That's 866-96-POTUS. That is the number to call in to Straight Shooter with Stephen A. right here over the airwaves of POTUS Radio, channel 124. I got a lot of stuff to get into. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, he's going to be on the show. He's got a lot to say about Trump. Trump's had a lot to say about him. I got to get into that. Okay? Atta Leader Grijalva, the Democratic representative, elected out of Arizona, but yet to have been sworn in by Speaker Mike Johnson, she's coming on the show too. See, around here, we ain't just talking. We talking to the people that matter. Because we want stuff done about the subject matters that we tackling, not just to give lip service to it. It's what we do on Straight Shooter. It's what we're going to continue to do. Back with more Straight Shooter with yours. Yours truly, Stephen A. Smith in the house. Governor Pritzker up next. Don't go away.